Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Keegan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bob Keegan. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Bob Usher. Batting third. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jim Lemon. Batting fifth. The catcher, Clint Courtney. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Art Schult. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Milt Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Rocky Bridges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tex Clevenger. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Tex Clevenger. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Courtney and he is out, Bridges applying the tag. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher takes first base on ball four. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a fly ball towards left. Minoso catches it and throws to first to double up Usher. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Courtney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rivera for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon takes first base on ball four. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a fly ball into center field. Usher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger hits a line drive towards first. Torgerson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 1 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 1 in the game. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schult fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, with Clevenger covering. It's a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Usher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. Sievers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso strikes out. One out. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 1 in the game. Courtney hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Art Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Lemon moves to second. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Clevenger fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bridges fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Keegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Keegan bunts and there's an error on the play. Landis moves to second. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 2 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 1 in the game. Bridges hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Clevenger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clevenger is 0 for 1 in the game. Clevenger strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 2 in the game. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Keegan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 2 in the game. Torgerson bunts towards first. Schult settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 2 in the game. Rivera hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Usher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Usher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Usher hits a fly ball into right field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 0 for 2 in the game. Seavers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lemon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Senators. Clint Courtney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Courtney is 0 for 2 in the game. Courtney hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 2 in the game. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Fred Hatfield pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a ball on the ground towards first. Schultz scoops it up and throws to first, with Clevenger covering, for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Landis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Doby pinch hits for Bob Keegan. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Hatfield now playing third base. Barry Lattman now pitching. Art Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz is called out on strikes. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Bridges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bridges is 0 for 2 in the game. Bridges hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Fox is hit by the pitch. Aparicio moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 0 for 3 in the game. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lemon. Torgerson reaches second base with a double. Aparicio scores. Fox goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, White Sox. Bud Byerly now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torgerson moves to third. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Torgerson tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, White Sox. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 3 in the game. Rivera strikes out. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a fly ball into right field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Sammy Esposito now playing third base. Lou Berberet pinch hits for Bud Byerly. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet takes first base on ball 4. Pedro Ramos pinch runs for Lou Berberet. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 3 in the game. Yost hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Julio Becker pinch hits for Bob Usher. Julio Becker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Becker hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Esposito settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 3 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Torgerson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sievers for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Washington Senators, 1. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.